This is Radio Nepal. I'm Gaushal Khimire with the news, the headlines first. Ninth day of Bada Dasain festival, Mahanaomi, being celebrated today by worshipping goddess Durga Bhawani. 29 candidates withdraw names from closed list of proportional representation submitted to Election Commission. Ruling coalition continue. Discussion on seat-sharing modality for November 20th election. And Swedish researcher Dr. Svante Paabo wins this year's Nobel Prize in Medicine for his work on human evolution. Now the news in detail. The Mahanaomi festival is being observed today, worshipping goddess Durga Bhawani and making offerings. This festival is observed on the ninth day of the Bada Dasain festival. It is also marked as part of the 10-day Bada Dasain festival with great fanfare. Special worship is performed to Durga Bhawani today on the occasion of Mahanaomi, and the jamara, which have been germinated, is offered to the goddesses at various shrines. Goats, ducks, roosters and buffaloes are sacrificed at various temples dedicated to goddess Durga Bhawani. Those who do not have the tradition of offering animal or bird sacrifices offer sacrifices of fruits and vegetables to the goddess. On this day, the security forces also perform what is called the Kot Puja, that is worship of armories. The Thaleju temple, located at Hanuman Doga in the federal capital Kathmandu, is open for devotees to pay homage on this day. It is opened only on the occasion of Mahanaomi festival. The people of the Newar community also worship Bhimsen, a Hindu deity, by making animal sacrifices on the occasion of Mahanaomi festival. Meanwhile, to pay homage to the revered deity, President Vidyadevi Bhandari yesterday visited Palanchuk Bhagwati Temple, located in Pajkal Municipality, Ward No. 9 in Kabre. President Bhandari paid a visit to the temple yesterday, according to the tradition of visiting and worshipping at the temple by the head of the state on Maha Ashtami. President Bhandari worshipped for about 15 minutes in the temple. The top leaders of the ruling coalition have held a meeting to forge consensus among the coalition partners for seat-sharing in the November 20th elections. Secretary at the Seat-Sharing Task Force Secretariat, Kesab Raj Joshi, said the leaders held a discussion yesterday in an effort to finalize the seat-sharing. The task force members, along with the top leaders of the coalition partners, attended the meeting. After the Janata Samajwadi Party, NCP and Unified Socialist expressed discontent on seat-sharing, the top leaders are trying to forge a consensus on the matter. 29 candidates have withdrawn their names from the close list submitted by the political parties to the Election Commission under the proportional election system. Spokesperson of the proportional election system, Guru Prasad Wagle, said that 9 federal candidates and 20 provincial level candidates withdrew their names from the list. The Election Commission had asked the candidates to withdraw their names if they wanted to do so by 12 noon yesterday. To fill in the vacant post after the withdrawal, the political parties are to submit new names from the 6th of November to 3 p.m. on 8th of November. Around 20,000 observers from home and abroad are likely to be mobilized for the November 20th elections. Election Commission's joint spokesperson Kamal Bhatrai said 43 organizations at home and 2 international organizations have been granted permission to observe the elections. The Election Commission has urged the chief election officers from India, Bangladesh, Bhutan, the Maldives, Pakistan and Sri Lanka and chiefs of diplomatic missions in Nepal to observe the election procedures. 2 passengers died and 36 others got injured in a bus accident that occurred near Churiamai Temple of Hetora Submetropolitan City, Ward No. 15, along the East-West Highway yesterday. Mokwanpur Police said the deceased were identified as 60-year-old Dilli Bahadur Darji from Damak, Ward No. 5 of Chapa, and 51-year-old Kalpana Rajbangshi from Belwari Municipality, Ward No. 8 in Morang. The bus was heading to Chapa from Kathmandu. In the accident, 36 other people were also injured. Among the injured, 30 people have been discharged from the hospital and remaining 6 have been referred to hospitals of Bharatpur and Kathmandu for further treatment. A person died when an avalanche took place again at the base camp of Mount Manaslu in Gorkha yesterday. The deceased has been identified as 35-year-old Dawa Chiring Sherpa of Taplejung. The avalanche had hit Manaslu base camp 2nd and 3rd on yesterday morning. Gorkha police said 3 out of 4 people trapped in the avalanche came in contact immediately after the incident. The police further said a search for missing Sherpa was carried out and he was found dead in course of the search operation. Sherpa's body was airlifted to Thrivan University Teaching Hospital for post-mortem. The avalanche on Sunday morning had also hit Manaslu Base Camp 2nd. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 a.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international updates. The Nobel Prize in Physiology or Medicine has gone to Sweden's researcher Dr. Svante Paabo for his work on human evolution. The prize committee said he achieved the seemingly impossible task of cracking the genetic code of one of our extinct relatives, Neanderthals. He also performed the sensational feat of discovering the previously unknown relative, Denisovans. His work helped explore our own evolutionary history and how humans spread around the planet. Brazil's election is going into a second round in which left-winger Lula da Silva will face right-wing incumbent Jair Bolsonaro. With almost all votes counted, Lula had won 48% against Bolsonaro's 43%, a much closer result than opinion polls had suggested. But Lula fell short of the more than 50% of valid votes needed to prevent a runoff. Voters now have 4 weeks to decide which of the two should lead Brazil. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the forecasting division, the weather will be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at a few places in province number 1, Madhya Province and Bagmati Province, and at one or two places in the rest of the country. With this, we have gone to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once again. 9th day of Bada Dasai festival, Mahanavami, being celebrated today by worshipping goddess Durga Bhavani. 29 candidates, which draw names from closed list of proportional representation, submitted to Election Commission. A ruling coalition continues discussion on seat-sharing modality for November 20th elections. Swedish researcher Dr. Svante Paabo wins this year's Nobel Prize in Medicine for his work on human evolution. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website, www.onlineradionepal.gov.np. Also, do check our English news portal at www.onlineradionepal.gov.np/English. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.